Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
When irrigation water eventually does reach the agricultural areas of America's West, it still needs to be channeled into farmers' fields. And that's the task of a zanjero, a person who controls the irrigation canals to bring the vital water to croplands. In Southern California, man-made rivers carry the water all the way from the snowmelt-filled Colorado River to the hottest, windiest fields of the Imperial Valley Desert. Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet drove with one zanjero along the concrete channels as he sprang in and out of his truck, opening and closing gates, fulfilling farmers' daily orders for water.
My name is Jose Ramo, and I'm a zanjero. Zanjeros, ditch tender, it depends on what part of the country you're from, but everybody has a zanjero. Anywhere you run water, there's somebody that actually has to control it, because the water doesn't deliver itself. I love the work. Tradition, yes. There is a lot of tradition to it. When they first started, I mean, they used to do it off horseback. You rarely ever see a farmer, the owner himself, out here. You're dealing with the employees, the foremen, the irrigators, the tractor drivers. Let's see over here. Yeah, I gotta make a delivery right here. Yes. Cinco pies, 12 horas. ¿Usted la abre o yo la abro?
Ya, por favor.
Ok. They're going to be watering germination broccoli with a pump. They're priming it right now. They're starting to prime the pump. What the whole purpose of our job is to make sure that the water comes down here, that he can water confidently for a 24-hour period, a 12-hour period, whatever he needs in order to get that crop germination going.
It's crucial since we're doing broccoli seedlings. If the water comes up just one day late, these seedlings would wither. Fortunately, we're never short of water, and today we're running at full bore.
They want to hit that window when they plant their crop and harvest that crop when there's not that much of that particular crop being offered. If they hit that window, they can make a lot more money than, let's just say, if everybody's crop matures at the same point. Well, here in the Imperial Valley, I mean, it varies, but it can get up to 117, 118 at times, and it's intense heat. On the average in the winters, maybe in the 70s, occasionally you'll go down to freezing at night, but that's kind of rare now. Now it's just the winters are not as severe. You deal with a lot of issues out here. They'll take the diesel fuel that powers the motor. That's been stolen before. They'll take the anhydrous ammonia that you use to fertilize your crops. They'll use that for manufacturing of crystal. There's a lot of things going out here. Just in my area alone, I found 4 or 5 labs. And the residue, anyway, what you're left with. First time I ran into a lab, I didn't know what I was dealing with. But then you start putting things together. You're talking about ether, you're talking about batteries, you're talking about different types of acid, and then they come out here, isolated area, there's really nobody around, they manufacture a batch, then they dump the residue right there wherever it's at. I have found so many different things in these canals, they would just amaze you. I have found washing machines, dryers, bowling balls, briefcases, vehicles, of course, animals. I found a 20-foot old wooden boat that somebody threw in the canal because he didn't want to take it to the dump. Every day is you just don't know what you're going to find. What we're starting to find, or what we have found recently within the last 5 years, are backpacks that illegal aliens either drop or lose. And then you find all their clothes, everything that basically they had on their back. I'm going to turn this pond loose. I'm going to use this water down below for another order for today. This guy was finished, and he let me know so I can take it now. He got started at 9 o'clock yesterday, and he's finishing up about 8, so basically only ran 23 hours, but he's done with his water. Oldies, heavy metal, hard rock. I like country western. I like old style, what you call ranchera music in Spanish stations. You know, here's the one out of Mexicali. They play the old rock. That's the heavy rock out of Palm Springs. That's 97.7. That's the KPBS. That's my country western out of Yuma. And that's another radio station out of Yuma. When I was hired, the majority of the people were from Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and very few Mexicans, Mexican-Americans, worked at San Jose. Racism? To a certain extent, yes. The Imperial Valley, you have to remember, is farming. It's close to the border. I mean, it's not. Hey, you know, you screwed me up. It's you, dumb Mexican. You screwed me up. It doesn't happen as often because you're dealing with a different generation nowadays. But it still exists. There used to be a lot of Japanese down here. I didn't hear that from most of the history books, but. My dad told me there was a lot of Japanese that had a lot of ground, a lot of orchard, a lot of orchards, and when they got interned in these internment camps, their ground was taken away and sold. But the valley has got a big makeup of a lot of different people. The district still has plenty of water right now, but down the road, I think we are going to see situations like in L.A. where you're going to be limited to the amount of water you can apply to your fields. It just hasn't reached that level yet here in the Imperial Valley. But it's around the corner. The sound of the water is very relaxing. At times when I'm stressed out, I'll just stop and I'll listen to the water. It's a different sound levels, different pitches. I like it. I enjoy my job.
Jose Romo has delivered water to farmers in California's Imperial Irrigation District for 34 years. This profile was produced by Living on Earth's Ingrid Lopez. Just ahead, a bird brain who is also a genius. Stay with us on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.